kind of had cold feet last week, so now you're ready to call Paul.
I'm actually wondering if we could do something a little different. And
now
call,
what?
Like what?
Yeah, what can we do?
call my friend Jamie instead.
So you can hang up 5 seconds in?
Yeah, be like, sorry, I don't want to call Jamie at this point.
Wait, why do you think calling Jamie is the play?
Because I don't know. I don't want Paul to be mad at me if he's not cheating. And so I don't want to have to deal with that in my relationship. And so I figured if we call Jamie, then and she sends him the roses, then I'll know it's official. But if she doesn't send him the roses, then I won't ruin my relationship.
But you don't think Jamie's going to tell him regardless?
Well, she's not. Well, I mean, if they're cheating, then they're cheating. And then he gets the relationship's ruined anyway. But if they're not cheating, then she wouldn't know that I set her up, right?
Okay. So is there anything new in the last week and a half since we spoke with you that would make us think that we need to call Paul?
Yeah, and that's why I decided to just go for it and call back. And I apologize again for last week.
Okay.
So Jamie's car broke down, and Paul was like, you know, I don't want her to be unsafe, and I'll go get her. And then I didn't hear from that. Was like around like 6:30 on her way home from work, and then I didn't hear from him till 12, and he texted me, "I'm home."
And you think that's a little long to be helping someone on the side of the road? There's no doubt.
Good. And to be like non-communicado, just like totally.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Anyone else just dying to get to this?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think we need to hear any more before she changes her mind. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and dial her up now. Okay.
All right.
This is Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. My name's Kelsey. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're an online gift company, and I have your name and number here as the winner of a romantic package on our Instagram tag contest. Congratulations. One of your friends tagged you on our post, and we randomly selected you.
That's kind of awesome. I mean, this is kind of, I just won another thing at work, so it's like, this is a good day for me.
Oh, yeah, true lucky day.
Like a lottery ticket.
Mm-hmm. So, Jamie, do you have someone in mind that you'd like to share this package with?
Yeah.
Who can I call next and tell that you're going to be sharing it with?
So it's like a...
kind of a date night.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cute. Okay. What do you need from me for it?
That person's name that you'd like to share it with.
Oh, okay. So, put Paul on it.
Okay, so I'll call Paul next, and I'll get his information from you in a moment. What would you like us to tell Paul? Think of it as a virtual note.
Just say, like, my knight in shining armor, and then go, LOL, and then love ya, I think. That's good. My knight in shining armor, LOL, love ya.
What part of that's funny with the shining armor?
What? Hello?
The shining armor? Like, how's that funny?
Do you like dating another person's boyfriend or...
Jamie, what? Those other voices that you're hearing are Mani and Roy. My name is Loren, not Kelsey, and you are on War of the Roses on the Mani, Roy, and Loren morning show.
I have a fear that we lost Tiffany.
No, I'm on the radio. I'm on the radio.
Talk to your so-called best friend, Jamie. Jamie, she heard everything, what you just said about Paul, her boyfriend, so go ahead.
What's happening is that you admitted that you were in love or dating or whatever with my boyfriend.
Paul and I have been hanging out. He spends more time with me than he does with you.
Whoa.
You know, like, you...
So
whatever.
That means it's
that's
okay?
Between you guys. I don't know. They called with
that's
like a...
justification?
It's like a date that's thing. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know.
Okay, let's get to the bottom of this. Are you dating Paul? Is that happening?
We're not really dating. We're hanging out.
You're sleeping with Paul.
I don't know.
Have you hooked up with them? Have you kissed them? Have you been romantic? Anything that would make your friend Tiffany hate you?
I don't have to answer. I don't know who you are, and I don't have to answer your question.
Well, that's pretty incriminating. Yeah. I don't know why you just wouldn't answer the question if there's nothing going on.
No, you would just. If the answer was no, you would just say no.
Right.
Absolutely not. It's my boyfriend. You whore. I cannot believe that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not. I don't need to take this. I don't know. You need to talk to him. You deal with him. Like, I'm out of it.
Well, clearly, I am going to talk to him, clearly, and not talk to you ever again, you stupid. I can't believe that.
Okay.
All right. All right. I mean, that's fair. Tiffany has the right to be angry. I'm not going to defend you at all, Jamie, for the name calling that she's telling you. I mean, that's pretty low. How long have you two been friends? How many years?
For 10 years.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's nice.
A long time.
And so you found the one guy you found was her boyfriend. That's who. And he's not.
Sometimes you just meet somebody, okay? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just, like, it happens.
And continue to hook up with them behind your best friend's back? Oh, yes.
Well, I didn't plan how anything. You know what? Talk to him. Figure it out. I'm out of this.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.